Welcome to the Missouri Bicentennial Minute from the State Historical Society of Missouri. We continue our look at unfamiliar items in the estate of John Wittenberg. An enslaved man probably made barrels at the farm because a barrel auger or drill, drawing knife, and cooper's adze were in the estate. The latter was a short-handled tool with a sharply curved back, tipped with a cutting blade and rectangular front. It was used to cut a bevel, called the kime, on the inside top of the assembled barrel staves. The short handle allowed work inside the barrel. Workers used a mattock to chop in soil or to remove roots and small trees. A grubbing hoe had similar use in chopping out small trees and their roots. Broad axes were for squaring up logs. One face was straight, allowing cutting a straight surface between a series of perpendicular cuts in the log. An auger and gimlet drilled small holes without splitting wood and consisted of a worm or screw on the drilling end with a cross handle at the other end. Farming tools included a fan and screen used to separate grain from chaff. Harvesters used a curve handle scythe and cradle to cut and hull wheat, flax, and other crops for binding clumps to dry. A Dutch scythe was similar, but had a straight or short handle and blade for cutting only. A froe cleaves wood by splitting it along the grain, often to produce shingles. The Wittenberg household likely produced corn whiskey or other distilled spirits, because a still, cap, flake stand, and brass cock were inventoried. Finally, a yoke or pair of oxen were the tractors of the day. The animals and the harnessing gear were all in the estate inventory. I'm Bill Edelman.